Welcome to the BBB National Programs Podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope to meet and shape your needs as a consumer in the marketplace.
Hello, and welcome to the Bistro Podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. Gift giving is an age-old tradition in every culture, in all parts of the world. We've been giving gifts since the beginning of time, to celebrate occasions, to welcome guests, to say thank you, or just because. It's a gesture that involves thoughtfulness, and while consumers head to stores in search of that special something, retailers have always been more than happy to help you find that perfect item for that special someone. However, times have changed. Gift-giving preferences and wish lists have evolved, and the industry has advanced to meet those needs. Today, we're speaking with a man who has been at the forefront of the gift-giving industry and whose business model has evolved with the times. Please welcome Jason Wolf, founder of Giftya and former founder of GiftCards.com. Jason, thank you so much for being here.
Great to be here with you, Elaine.
Yeah, this is going to be a great conversation. Can you walk us through the timeline of gifting, starting with the invention of the gift card? And, you know, tell us when that was and how the industry has evolved, or maybe even parts of it that have not evolved since then.
Absolutely. Yeah, the gift card's been around for quite a long time. The first gift card showed up on the market with Neiman Marcus back in the early 90s. And around 1995, about 25 years ago, Blockbuster made it a wide-scale product that was available that started to be sold as the gift card that we know today. And, you know, ironically, it's kind of funny, 25 years later, we're still buying the same gift card, and Blockbuster's not around anymore. So the gift card product, although has been around for quite a long time, has not evolved, other than e-gift cards. It's the same form of what the plastic gift card is, except for it's in a digital format. But the product itself has not changed. In other words, when you buy a gift card, it creates an account on file with a merchant that has to then be used at some point, either by plastic or digital. But that product itself, over the last 25 years, has not changed. I've been in the gift card space since about 2001 or so, and we used to produce billions of dollars of gift cards and have not seen the product change until now.
Yeah, interesting. It's funny that you mentioned Blockbuster. You're right. I mean, we've got gift cards for places that don't exist anymore. So what do people do with those old gift cards? What's the current state of the gift card market today? I know I've personally gifted them many times. I've received many of them. And, you know, they are convenient and easy, but there's some drawbacks. And there is potential for fraudulence when it comes to gift cards. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, Elaine. So there, being in the gift card space as long as I have been, I've seen a great product that was able to be used by many, many people. But I also saw the downside of the market. It's about $130 billion market, maybe more. But gift cards can be lost, stolen, go unused. And you're talking about billions of dollars in consumer loss value, you know, and limited selection as well. I mean, if you're in Pittsburgh here where I live, if you go to the local grocery store, you only see, you know, the top 50 big brand retailers on the rack.
Sure.
Our local Vincent's Pizza, you don't see there. So the product itself, I think, is missing the mark. Along with that, there's been a lot of illegal activity going on with gift cards. I'm not sure how much you know about this, but it's eye-popping.
Yeah, no, please tell us. Tell us more.
Yeah, so, you know, if somebody is calling your grandmother and saying to her, hey, go down to the local Target because you're in trouble with the IRS. I mean, you've heard about these schemes.
Right.
Grandma runs down to the Target, buys these gift cards. She thinks she's going to go to pay off some IRS bill that she really doesn't own. The schemer gets that Target card, then goes out on the secondary market online and sells it for cash. I mean, these kind of schemes happen. In addition, I don't know if you know this, but gift cards can be used because they're non-traceable in money laundering and prostitution and drug dealing and child trafficking. I hate to say it because I was in the industry for so long, but because these are anonymous cards that have no identity tied to them, they're able to be used in very fraudulent and kind of negative ways that they're not initially intended to be used for.
Yeah, gosh, so many of us don't think about that, how they can be used to transfer sort of money in a way that can't be traced. And then, as you mentioned, I mean, I myself can probably state that I've gotten gift cards that you kind of lose them in your house or whatever, Or you find it 5 years later and that store doesn't even exist or something like that. And so they just kind of go unused. So I can definitely see where there's some need for change. Now, tell us how Giftia is different from the traditional gift cards or how it's helping to prevent fraud.
Yeah, so we created this thing several years ago called Giftio as we saw this sort of broken system. That was the concept of utilizing your current Visa or MasterCard that's in your pocket and then tying that to a merchant. So, Elaine, I bought you, let's say, a Giftio for a local retailer down on the corner of the street where you live. You got a text message from me. Millennials love this, and we're in the 2019 now. You get a text message, you click on it, you link your Visa or MasterCard to that local merchant inside our app, Giftia. That's it. You don't have to remember anything. You walk to the coffee shop, and you swipe your Visa card. You get a text message say, hey, Elaine, remember Jason got you that Giftia? And you're like, wow, I totally forgot about it.
Oh.
And you get a credit onto your Visa or MasterCard. It's awesome. So it eliminates the idea of a gift number that could be compromised.
Sure.
You see?
Yeah.
And then the recipient, you, have to be identified now. So then there's no anonymity to the gift card product. So that's how Giftia really is different. As well, we have over 1 million local merchants in our system. So local merchants now have a chance to offer a product that they didn't have before.
Got it. Now, how can local merchants, let's say a brand new shop opened up, they've maybe have heard about Giftia and they want to be part of that. How does that happen?
So the way that we've priced and modeled Giftia is that any merchant can participate regardless of whether they are integrated with us or not, because we're utilizing the current Visa, MasterCard, and banking system to track our transactions. So they don't have to implement anything at the point of sale. They don't have to do anything, frankly. Mm. If you're a local merchant, we probably have you on Giftia already. We charge the buyer $1.95, so whoever's buying the gift pays $1.95.
I see.
The merchant pays nothing.
Oh, well, that's excellent. That's a great benefit for them.
Yeah.
So it's really a matter of letting consumers know this is out there. So if I want to provide a Giftia gift to someone for a brand new local store, I can just make that happen.
You can. Yeah, so you would just go to giftia.com or download the app in the iOS or Android app. And we're doing some advertising now. We're just coming out of our beta product. We had to prove that the model will actually work, and it does. People are very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you wanted to use it, you just go to giftia.com and you could check it out and buy one and see how it works. And I would guarantee you, Elaine, you'll probably never buy a gift card again when you see this thing work.
I love it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Listen, Jason, I have three kids. You know what that means? A lot of birthday presents going back and forth to lots of kids out there. And
you can do it in seconds, too. So you're just basically, bam, you're not spending a lot of time shopping for a gift card to then put inside a greeting card to then bring to the thing. So it saves you a lot of time, and you're busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I love the way this sounds. Let's talk about gifting again in general, because that tradition hasn't gone anywhere, right? We have been giving gifts forever. It's a beautiful tradition. What are your thoughts on how society has come to view gifting and just in general?
Yeah, you know, gifting goes way, way back thousands of years, probably when primitive man went and sculpted something out of a stone and gave it to somebody as a meaningful gift and a connection between people. And over time, gift cards, gifts in general have become inconvenient, losing value. I mean, a gift card is losing value. Some gifts are used to impress people and manipulate people. And the gifting process, I think, actually largely defeats the purpose of what the actual initial idea of what a gift is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And so I think really there is an opportunity, whether it's a gift or something else, that can come out to speed the process, make it less inconvenient, make it more meaningful, make it really the thought that counts, the thought that counts.
Right.
The thought that really does count.
Yeah, I like that. And you mentioned this opportunity. I mean, every industry is marked by disruption at one point or another, right? Innovations that change the game, enhance the products and services and experience. We talked a little bit about that through Giftia, of course. And just in general, help us understand again what opportunity for disruption exists for the gift card industry.
So, I think a seamless technology like this, something that's not going to be inconvenient, quick, fast, personalized, fixing some problems in the market can actually help, within this market to kind of disrupt the space. We are excited about it, obviously, but I think in addition that it's an authentic emotional connection that brings people together. I mean, this is very important. To launch just another digital gift product is something that's you know, anybody can do. But if you can launch something that's authentic and it's emotional and there's a connection to bring people together in a faster, better way, this is our vision. It's not just fixing a broken market. It's actually allowing people to go back in time to the time when people actually gifted to each other because it was authentic and it was emotional and there was a connection.
Yeah, I love how you share that because, again, we can go on Amazon or anywhere else and just find more and more and more and more products, gifts.
Right.
But the idea that we can create something brand new that really draws that authentic, you know, wanting it's in the first place to give a gift, you know, that something that feels real and makes a real connection is really awesome. Jason, I know you kind of shared a little bit how Giftio works, but one more time, let's just say here I am. I'd like to give a gift to an old friend. Exactly what do I do?
So, Elaine, you would go into Giftio. You would either go to the website or download the app. You would search any merchant inside our system, which, again, there's millions. And, you know, with our society, it's pretty transient today, right? You probably have a friend who lives maybe across the country.
Sure.
And you know that friend likes coffee. And so you go find a coffee shop within the app next to that person's where she lives.
Oh.
And buy it with your credit card. You personalize it with a photo or a video. You set a date in the future to send it. You put a message in there. You make it nice. It's actually a nice representation of a gift for that coffee shop. Now, it gets sent either immediately or timed in the future. Your friend would then get a text message saying, "Hey, Elaine bought you a $25 cup of gift you for coffee at so-and-so location, located down the street."
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty special. She then downloads the app. She links her Visa card or her MasterCard to that and gift you to that merchant simply by just typing in her Visa card number. That's it. She forgets it.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to get her coffee, swipes the card, boom, gets another text message saying, "You've got your credit." That's pretty much it.
That feature is awesome, by the way, because
yeah.
we do. Sometimes we forget. That's awesome. What about, let's say, an employer? Can you gift multiple items? Let's say an employer has 25 employees. He wants them all to have like a Starbucks or a coffee drink.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question because that's, I think, a very powerful thing here with Giftio. Inside Giftio, I just did a corporate one for my employees. I selected all my employees. I put them inside the corporate area of Giftio. I entered in a video message from me thanking them for working so hard on Giftio. I sent it out. All the employees get a message from me with a video inside the Giftio itself. Then what they get to do is they get to select which merchant they want their Giftio tied to.
Oh.
So I don't just buy them a Giftio for what I want them to buy to use it for. They then have to select which merchant they want to use it for.
Very cool. Really,
yeah.
really cool. Hey, I'm loving everything I hear. I'm going to go on Giftio today.
Well, we're very hopeful. I mean, it's an uphill battle to change a market. Consumers don't turn in right angles.
Sure.
It's a long process. We think that this is something that's better than what's out there, and I think we're fixing a market that's broken, and I think that's a thing that we all can get behind.
Absolutely. Jason, thank you so much for joining us for this really awesome discussion. Where can people learn more about the information you shared with us today?
Yeah, so you could just go either to the to iOS or Android, download the app, Giftio, GIFTYA.com, the website, and you can find out all you want on the site.
Awesome. Jason, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Elaine. Great talking to you.
Great
Thanks
talking.
So much.
Yes, great talking to you too. I'm Elaine Espinola, host of the Bistro Podcast. On behalf of BBB National Programs, we thank you for listening and ask you to give us your feedback on this episode. Go ahead and rate us on iTunes, and of course, share this episode to help inspire others. Until next time, it has been my pleasure discussing better business and the art of gifting with you.
You just enjoyed the Bistro Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com. Follow us on Twitter at @BBB_NTL programs. Send your comments and ideas to podcast@BBBNP.org. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guest, not those of the BBB National Programs or its affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.